It's always funny to me. Someone will say to me, "So when you go to the Chinese church, do you have a good translator?"
经常有人问我，当你去中国教会的时候，给你翻译的人怎么样？
And I always say, "How would I know?"
哎，我总是问他们，我怎么知道他怎么样呢？
But I trust Rachel. I know that she does a really good job.
Thank you for that.
So, my wife greets you again. The last three times I've come, she hasn't come with me. She just had a knee replacement surgery, and she's doing great, but she's not venturing out as much yet. So she sends her greetings to you. And I would just remind you that most days when we have our devotions together, we pray for you. We know that you're looking for a pastor. We're praying that God is going to send you a good shepherd to take really good care about you. So this is a way that we feel like we stay connected with you because we continue to pray God will provide what you need.
我太太今天没有办法跟我在一起，跟我一起来，但是她也问候大家啊。我希望你们知道说，她刚做了一个膝盖的置换手术，所以她还在恢复当中。大部分的时候，我和我太太每天早上一起祷告的时候，都会为你们教会祷告，因为我们知道你们在寻找牧师，我们求神带领一位好的牧者来到你们中间。
She remembered all that.
I did.
It's wonderful for me to be able to come and meet with you.
每一次我都觉得神真的很奇妙，带我来到大家中间。
I often think about what heaven will be like.
我就经常让我想说，在天国里面是什么样的。
And what a joy it will be for us from every part of the earth to be able to worship God together.
从地球上各个地方来的人，我们都在一起敬拜主耶稣。
And when I come with you, I feel there's a small part of that when I get to worship with you.
每次我来这里和大家一起敬拜，我就觉得我预尝到了一点天国的滋味。
We really live in a time when we need each other.
我们现在生活在一个时代，我们真的互相需要彼此。
The Bible says about fellowship that we are to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, and even more as we see the day approaching.
圣经上说，我们不应该停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人，尤其是知道主来的日子近了。
We really cannot survive without one another.
我们真的如果是离开彼此的话，我们没有办法在这个时代生存下来。
Paul says that we are to bear one another's burdens.
保罗教导我们说要彼此互相担当彼此的重担。
And when he says that, he says when we do that, we fulfill the law of Christ.
他说当我们彼此担当互相担当彼此的重担的时候，我们就成全了基督的律法。
And when he says the law of Christ, he means this is the idea that God has of how we should live and care for one another.
当他说成全基督的律法的时候，这意思是说基督的心意是让我们彼此在彼此相爱的里面生活。
And we need the church.
我们也需要教会。
Church is God's plan for reaching a lost world.
教会是神的心意，在地上寻找拯救失丧的人。
Someone has said God does not have a plan B.
有些人说神没有一个备用计划。
This is His plan.
教会就是他的计划。
We are part of His plan.
我们就是教会的一部分。
But sadly, we're living in a time when people are turning away from the church.
但令人很伤感的是，很多人在离开教会。
And I feel sadly about that as a pastor for 46 years.
我牧养教会46年，这让我看到一些人离开教会，我觉得很难过。
Gandhi, when he visited the United States, made this statement.
当甘地来到美国的时候，他说了这样一段话。
I love your Christ, but I don't love your Christians.
我非常爱你们所信的这位基督，但是我不是很喜欢基督徒。
So I think what he was saying is when I look at what the Bible says about Jesus, and when I see how many of us who profess Christ lived, there's a distance between the two.
我想他这话的意思就是，当我看到圣经里面所讲的耶稣，我非常爱慕他，但是当我看到基督的跟随者所活出来的样式，我觉得这中间有一个很大的差距。
And I feel that personally every day of my life that I am a Christian. How am I representing Christ in a sinful world?
我每天都在思想说，作为一个基督的跟随者，我活在这个堕落的世界里面，我怎么样把基督活出来？
I just read a survey recently that says that right now about 64% of Americans in the United States identify themselves as Christians.
我最近看了一个调查的结果，是说在生活在美国的美国人大概有64%的人认为他们自己是基督徒。
That's 210 million people.
是大概有2100多万。
50 years ago, 90% of Americans identified as Christians.
50年前，大概有90%的美国人认为他们自己是基督徒。
But the forecast now is that by 2030, only 35%, just a third of Americans will identify as Christians.
但是有预测说，到2030年的时候，大概只有1/3的美国人会认为他们自己是基督徒。
So I guess the question today is, what is a Christian?
所以我今天想抛出的问题是，到底基督徒是谁呢？
If someone says to me, I am a Christian, what do they mean?
如果有人告诉我说他是一个基督徒，那他们意味着什么呢？
Well, they might mean I go to church.
可能意味着说他们去教会。
Or they might mean I'm an American.
可能意味着说他们是美国人。
Or they might mean, I've never killed anybody.
也可能他们是说我从来没杀过人。
So the definition of Christian is very, very broad, isn't it?
所以对于基督徒的定义其实是非常非常宽泛的。
I'm going to tell you something that I just learned, and I just found it while I was doing some studying, and it's this.
我想跟你们分享我最近在研究的一个发现。
The Bible in the New Testament only mentions the word Christian 3 times.
在新约圣经里面提到基督徒这个词一共有3次。
That's interesting, isn't it?
只有3次。
But the Bible mentions the word disciple 260 times.
但门徒这个词在圣经里面出现超过了260次。
So I guess the question is, are all Christians disciples?
所以我的问题是，所有的基督徒都是耶稣的门徒吗？
And maybe the real important question for me and for you today is, am I a disciple of Christ?
那对我们每一个人更重要的问题是，我是基督的门徒吗？
So I want to give us a definition of the word disciple.
所以我想首先来定义门徒是什么？
It's a long definition.
这个定义很长。
And you can see it on the screen, I believe. Can they see it? Right.
你们也可以在屏幕上看的。
So I'm going to read it in English, then I'm going to ask Rachel to read it again for us, okay? In Christianity, a disciple is a follower of Christ. A Christ follower is someone who converts or changes over.From his or her previous way of living through repentance of sin and faith in Christ, and then begins a lifelong loving relationship with the living Christ, evidenced by a pursuit or a life of becoming like him by obeying his teaching.
在基督教中，门徒是基督的跟随者。基督的跟随者是那些因着对罪的悔改和信入基督，而从以往的生活方式中改变，并与活着的基督建立终身的爱的关系的人。这种关系的外在印证是追求遵守他的教导，而变得像他一样。
Do you like that definition?
你喜欢这个定义吗？
That's a big lots of words to tell people to describe the fact that you're a disciple of Christ.
很多的描述门徒。
But what you notice in this definition is this, and I want you to see this clearly, that Being a Christian is not just about being saved in a moment of time, but how we live our life until God calls us home.
我想让大家在这里边清楚地注意到一点，做门徒并不是在某一个时刻，你得救的那个时刻所发生的事情，而是它是一生的过程，直到主耶稣召我们回天家的那一刻。
I mean, if not, once we become Christians and get saved, God could just snatch us up to heaven and take us home.
如果不是这样的话，那在我们得救的那一刻，神就可以把我们提到天国里去了。
So why does he leave us here?
所以为什么在你得救以后，你还活在这个世界上呢？
He leaves us here so that we can live our lives as disciples and share our faith with others that they might come to know him too. This is God's plan.
是为着让我们活在这个世上，彰显基督，并且能够分享福音，以至于别的失丧的灵魂也可以得救。
Are you still with me? All right.Now, there is a word in the Greek, which is the language that the New Testament was written in for the word disciple.
在圣经里面，希腊文里面有一个词是专门用来形容门徒。
It's the word mathetes.
希腊文叫 mathetes.
So I want you all to say that, and then you can say you know Greek, all right? Mathetes.
都说这个词 mathetes.
Say that. All right, so now you know Greek, right?
现在你也懂希腊文。
But here's what it meant in Jesus' day. A disciple is a student, always learning. He is a follower. He is an apprentice of Christ.
在耶稣活的那个时代，门徒就是学生，他跟着他们的老师，向他学习，他是耶稣的学徒。
The goal of the disciple is to become like the teacher, so that they literally embody or show forth his teachings in their life.
做门徒的目标就是最终要变得像他们的老师一样。
So the word Christian in the New Testament really meant little Christ.
基督徒这个词里面，它的真正的意思就是小基督。
So we are to be a representative, a reflection, a disciple of Christ so that the world can come to know him as we know him.
所以我们的生命成为反映基督是谁的一个代表，以至于这个世界可以认出来基督是谁。
So we're going to read what a disciple is. So if you have your Bibles, Matthew 16, just a few verses, verses 24, through 26, and I know that you've heard these verses before, but we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about them together today so we can know what it means to be a disciple.
请你打开圣经马太福音十六章，我们会读24-26。
Go ahead and read. Yeah.
24-26, yeah. Right? 马太福音十六章24-26。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
That's a really hard verse, isn't it?
这个是很难理解的一段话。
If you would be my disciple,You would deny yourself, you would take up your cross, and follow me.
如果你是门徒的话，就要舍己，要背起你自己的十字架，还要来跟从耶稣。
How many of you have heard that verse before?
我们当中有人谁之前读过这一节经文，听过。
It's very familiar to us.
我们非常熟悉的一节。
But I think trying to understand it is really important for me and you.So we can understand how we can be disciples of Christ.
但我想对于我们来说，理解这一节非常难的经文，对我们来说很重要，知道说我们怎么样才能成为一个门徒。
So here's the first thing, number one slide that says, a disciple of Jesus is denying himself.
第一点是说，应该是上一章，说做耶稣的门徒首先是要舍己。
Is the self all bad?
自己这个 self 是不是完全就是不好的呢？
Well, think of it this way. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, strength, and mind, and thy neighbor as you love yourself."
你从这里来想，耶稣说过，说你当尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次是爱人如己。
So the Bible really teaches us about an appropriate way to love ourselves as God's creation, right?
所以圣经也教导我们说，怎么样来保养顾惜自己，做因为我们也是神所造的。
Denying ourselves is about saying yes to God when something we're doing conflicts with our relationship with God.
所以舍己是说，在英文里面他说拒绝自己，否定自己，是说对神说是，对于那些跟神所说的话所违背的说 no。
Sometimes denying ourselves is choosing something better that God wants than what we want for ourselves。
有的时候舍己意味着说你要去选择。在神看来更好的，而不是在我看来更好的。
So can I give you an illustration of that?
让我打一个比方。
So, two weeks ago, my wife and I had a plan to be gone for 1 week at a cabin in the mountains.
两周之前，我和我太太计划去到山里面住一个小木屋，在那边住一周。
Right near Yosemite.
大概在 Yosemite 附近。
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
很美的地方。
I really, really wanted to go.
我非常非常想去那个地方。
We were going to go with some friends who had just bought a cabin. We were going to help them do some painting. We were going to sit around and relax. I really wanted to go.
我有几个朋友一起去，然后他们刚买了那个小木屋，我们跟他一起把这个木屋漆成别的颜色。我非常非常想要去这个地方。
And going to the cabin is not a bad thing, right?
去这个小木屋度假，这本身并不是一件坏事。
There's nothing evil about going to Yosemite, right?
也不是犯罪。
But about the day we were supposed to leave, I got a phone call from Northern California.
等到我们快要离开的那一天的时候，我就接到一个电话，是从北加州来的。
And my twin brother was in the hospital with a very serious case of sepsis.Inflammation.
Bianca is not here, so I'm just gonna. Oh, 是我的双胞胎的兄弟非常重病得了血液的感染。
What it is he had a bacterial infection from his foot because he's diabetic that got into his blood.
因为他有糖尿病，所以他这个脚上面受细菌感染，进入到他的血液当中。
So that's part of the story. The other part of the story is his wife has Alzheimer's.
故事的另外一部分就是我兄弟的太太，是有阿兹海默症。
And when she's not around him, she's very distracted and very disoriented and very confused.
所以当我弟弟不在他太太身边的时候，他这太太是没有行动能力，非常的困惑。
So he was in the hospital, she was at home.
所以当我弟弟住院的时候，这个他太太是一个人在家。
Who was going to take care of her?
那谁来照顾他呢？
And my sweet wife said, we should go and stay with her.
那我太太非常贴心的说，我们应该去照顾他。
Now, I wanted to do that, but I really wanted to go to the cabin, too.
那我非常愿意照顾我弟弟和他的家人，但是我也非常非常想去 Yosemite.
But I said to my wife, we need to do this, and we immediately packed our bags on Sunday morning 2 weeks ago and went up to Northern California to spend 5 days with my sister-in-law taking care of her.
所以我们就立刻决定昨天早上就收拾行李去到北加州照顾我的弟媳妇照顾在那跟他住了五天。
Now, I don't need a pat on the back for doing that.
我不需要有人过来跟我说你做得很好。
That was the right thing to do.
因为这个我们做了对的事情。
And as much as I would have loved the mountains, the time we had with her was precious, and I would not change for doing it any other different way.
那即使去到山里面住小木屋也非常好，但是我不会改变我的决定，因为这是对的事情。
So a disciple of Christ denies himself. Sometimes he says no to the things he wants for the greater thing that God asks us to do.
所以做耶稣的门徒意味着说对你自很多的时候是对你自己想要的事情说 no， 而对神对你的呼召说 yes。
So we're not always choosing between good and evil。
所以我们不是说总是在好事和坏事当中做选择。
Sometimes we're choosing between good and best. What's the best thing God would have me do?
很多的时候我们是在好的和最好的最好的是从神而来的，好的是我们想要，在这两者之间做选择。
I think we have to be intentional about this.
我觉得我们要非常的有意识的在做这些决定。
My primary allegiance as a believer is to Jesus Christ.
作为基督的门徒，我所效忠的最终最大的是耶稣基督。
He is the Lord of my life.
他是我生活的主宰。
Paul says, I am his love slave.
保罗说我是做耶稣的意思就是说是耶稣的奴隶。
And why would I choose that?
为什么我们会这样做选择呢？
Because he knows the end from the beginning.
因为他是起初的也是幕后的。
He knows exactly what I need.
他比我更知道我到底需要什么。
He cares deeply about me.
他是那么的关注关爱我。
And my life here is a preparation for eternity with him.
那我在地上的日子是为的是预备在将来永恒的里面与他共度。
So why would I not say yes to him, even though I have to say no sometimes to something that I might really want to do?
这就是为什么我总要当他发出邀请的时候，我要说 yes， 而对我自己想要的事情说 no。
So I hope that, does that help you understand what self-denial looks like? It can be just in little things or sometimes bigger things.
有没有帮助大家认识到说舍己对我们意味着什么？有时候是很小的事情，有的时候可能是大事。
But almost every day, we are making choices that are sort of like, will I follow God or will I do my own thing?
但每一天我相信我们都会遇到这样的事情。我是要跟随神，还是我要做我想做的事情？
But in our lives as Christians and disciples, there's a little voice inside that says, "This is my way. Walk in this way."
但做基督徒都有圣灵在我们里面有一个微小的声音告诉你说这是正路，当行在其中。
So a disciple of Christ, number one, is doing what? He's denying himself.
舍己。
Number two, a disciple of Jesus is taking up his cross.
做耶稣的门徒第二点是要背起他的十字架。
This sounds pretty heavy and difficult, doesn't it?
这一点听起来非常沉重。
Because the cross is seen as a picture or an instrument of death.
因为十字架它的一个意象是死亡。
And what this means is, Lord, I am willing to follow you wherever you lead me,even though it's difficult, even though it's painful, even though it may cost me my life, I will follow wherever you lead.
这意味着背起十字架意味着说主耶稣不论你带领我去哪里，即使是痛苦的，甚至意味着死亡，我都愿意跟随你。
Paul says it this way in Galatians chapter 2.
保罗在加拉太书第二章这样讲。
I am crucified with Christ.
现在我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is not I that live, but it is Christ living his life through me in the flesh.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So really when we come to Christ, we're sort of saying this, and I want you to kind of listen carefully. We sort of die, as it were, to our own ideas,so that we can live in the life that God intends for us.
我想 这一点非常重要的是说，当我们成为耶稣的门徒的时候，我们选择对我自己对自己的计划或者一些想法其实都死在十字架上了，以至于说我们可以按照神在我们身上本来的计划而活着。
All my life, I wanted to be a lawyer.
我的一生我都非常想要做一个律师。
From the time I was 12 years old,
我12岁的时候就有这个梦想。
I had a friend who was, his dad was a lawyer and he was very rich.
我有一个朋友，他爸爸是律师，然后他非常富有。
My dad was a pastor and he was very poor.
我爸爸是一个牧师，然后我们家很穷。
But guess what? God called me to be a preacher.
但神对我的呼召是让我做一个牧师。
And from the time I was 13 till the time I was 18, I ran away from that call.
但我13岁到18岁这期间，我就想逃离神给我的呼召，因为我非常想做一个律师，挣很多钱。
But finally God caught up with me.
但上帝最后抓住我了。
There came a time when I had to say,My life, Lord, will be about serving you no matter what it costs, even if I never have a lot of money.
我到一个地步，我必须要做一个决定，说，主啊，我的一生都献给你，不论，要付出什么样的代价。
So I'm going to tell you a little secret. I don't have a lot of money.
所以我告诉你一个秘密，我没有很多钱。
Here's the second part. I have more than enough.God has taken good care of me as I've sought to follow and obey Him.
但是，神给我的丰富远远超过我的所求所想，他供应我一切所有的需要。
One of my sons, who is not a Christian, he's a psychologist and he works at the University of Boston, as a psych doctor in the emergency room where he sort of assesses all the people who come through the doors there who might have mentally related issues.
我有一个儿子，他并不是基督徒，他在波士顿大学的医院的急诊里面做心理评估，看这些进来的这些病人哪些人需要这个心理上的干预。
And I was a young pastor. He said to me one time, "Dad, he was at that time he was working for the United Nations, making lots of money. He said, "You could have done so much more with your life."
我年轻一点的时候，我这个儿子他曾经为这个联合国工作，挣很多的钱。有一天他回来跟我说，他说：“爸爸，你的一生其实可以做，本来可以做更多、更好、更大的事情。”
I was pretty quiet.
那我很安静。
But about six months ago, he was here for a visit, and I reminded him of that conversation.
那六个月以后，他再回来的时候，我就提醒他说，我们之前他讲的这句话。
Now he's 42.
那现在他42岁了
，much wiser，
更有智慧了
，more humble，
更谦卑了。
And I asked him if he remembered that conversation.
那我就问他说，你记不记得那个时候你跟我说过这段话
？And he kind of hung his head and he said, "Yeah, that was pretty foolish of me, wasn't it?"
然后他就低下头，他说，哎呀，我那个时候真是蠢啊。
And I said to him, "I've never for a moment regretted the decision I made to follow Christ and to be a pastor." And he nodded his head.
那我就告诉他说，我在我一生中从来没有后悔过，我做这个决定，我的一生要跟随服侍神，作为一个牧师。
I've never lived in fear of death. Have you? Some of you ever lived in fear of death?
我从来没有生活在对死亡的恐惧下。
I've never lived in fear of death. And so sometimes I think I really don't know what it means to carry my cross.
所以我很多的时候我就觉得我自己并不知道。背起十字架对我来说意味着什么
？Some of you know that I was a minister, a missionary in Haiti for 25 years.
大家可能知道我在海地做宣教士25年。
And I like comfort.
我喜欢舒适的生活。
There was never anything comfortable in Haiti.
在海地没有任何舒适可言。
I slept on a concrete floor.
我就睡在混凝土的地上。
We never had hot running water.
从来没有热水。
Once in a while, we could take cold, icy showers.
有的时候是用冰冷的水洗澡。
Every time I went to teach, it was usually somewhere between 100 and 110 with high humidity.
有的时候我就在100多度的温度下非常潮湿的地方去布道。
I went 25 times, and every time I went, I came home sick.
我去了25年，去了25次，每一次回来的时候都生病。
Some little bug, you know, from the food or something, even though they tried hard to protect us.
要么就是食物中毒，要么就是其实吃的方面，大家已经很照顾我了。
And every time I got ready to go back to Haiti, I would say to God, "Ooh, do I have to do this again?"
每一次神在召我回到海地的时候，我都在想说，主啊，真的我还要再回去吗？
But God always took care of me.
但神总是照顾我。
And when I look back at my life, 46 years a pastor, and those 25 trips to Haiti, the most wonderful thing I remember is those trips that I made to Haiti to share with those people who needed God so desperately.
但当我回看我46年的服事的生涯，那25年我去了海地25次，是其中最美好的一部分，是我可以跟当地需要福音的人分享好消息。
So I'm not bragging, I'm not proud.
我并不是在自我夸奖。
Many have done much more than me.
很多人做的比我更好。
People in North Korea, people in Iraq are paying with their lives for their faith in Christ.
有在北朝鲜或者在伊拉克这些国家的基督徒，他们在付出生命为代价在跟随基督。
There have been more martyrs for the Christian faith in the last 5 years than all of history recorded before.
在过去的五年里面，因为是基督徒，所以失去生命的人比从前的历史上所有加起来的殉道者更多。
So bearing your cross for some literally means being willing to give up my life to be obedient to Christ.
所以背起他的十字架跟随耶稣，对于有些人来说，真的意味着要付出他们的生命。
So what does it mean to you?
所以对你来说意味着什么呢？
Bearing your cross means I'm going to do this thing even though it's uncomfortable.
你要做某一件事情，即使呢意味着你会很不舒服。
Bearing the cross for you means I'm going to do this for you, God, even though it may cost me something.
我会愿意为神做这些事情，即使这意味着我要付出相应的代价。
So I encourage you in your daily lives, what does it mean to take up your cross?
所以在每一天的生活当中去思想，今天背起我的十字架对我来说意味着什么。
Number three, a disciple is following Jesus.
第三点是说要跟随耶稣。
This sounds a little bit easier, doesn't it?
跟随耶稣听起来容易一些。
In Luke chapter 9, we don't have time to read it today, but the end of the chapter, there are three men who said they would follow Jesus, but there was something else they had to do first.
在路加福音第九章末尾那边有三个人说他们要跟随耶稣，但是他们说跟随之前他还有一些别的事情要处理。
And Jesus really in that passage of scripture says to them, if you're going to follow me, you have to leave aside some of the things that you want to do if you're going to follow me.
所以耶稣给他们的回应是说，若是你要来跟随我，这些事情你必须得放下。
And it's so easy for us, you know, to look at two paths and take the easy path.
对我们来说很自然的，当我们面前摆两条路的时候，我们会选择那一条更容易的。
The Bible says there's a broad road that leads to destruction, and there is a narrow way that leads to eternal life.
那圣经上说，又宽又大的路通往灭亡，但是那条窄路是通向永生。
Every day we are making a decision about what path we're going to go on. How is Jesus leading me? How will I follow him?
每一天我们都面对这个问题，我们要选择哪条路，我们要怎么样来跟随耶稣。
What could following Jesus mean?
跟随耶稣到底意味着什么？
Well, today could mean that you might lose some of your friends.
那今天可能意味着你可能会失去一些朋友。
If you stand up for things like a godly definition of marriage, the safety of every human life, even in a mother's womb, you could lose some friends.
有些时候若是你决定说要与圣经的价值观认同，比如说在堕胎或者是在一些其他的这些敏感的事情上，你有一个符合圣经观念的观点，这个可能意味着你会失去一些朋友。
If you followed Jesus and obeyed him, you might be separated from your family.
若是你遵行耶稣所教导的，也有时候意味着你的家人会不同意。
I disciple about 7 college men from Cal Poly one-on-one most weeks.
我在跟七个弟兄做一对一的门徒训练，他们在 Cal Poly。
All of them are engineers, all of them.
七个人都是工程师。
But last year, one decided, with all of his engineering background, and his father's a very wealthy engineer, that he wanted to be a pastor.
其中有一位弟兄去年他决定他要做一个牧师，他爸爸也是一个非常富有的一个工程师。
And I've been walking that journey with this young man.
那我就在陪这个年轻人走这一段路。
Of course, his family is not happy with him.
他的家人很对他这个决定很生气。
They've told him how poor he's going to be.
他们就跟他再跟他讲说，你选择这条路，你会有多贫穷。
They told him about all the things he's going to miss out on because, as an engineer, he would not the engineer's salary that he could enjoy would provide more than he could ever ask.
他们就在不断的告诉他说，你不做一个工程师，你会失去很多。
But he has not wavered for one moment.
但是这个年轻人他很坚定。
He's taking a job at our church part-time to work with youth up in our North County church. He's going to be going to seminary online, and he can't wait for the day he gets to pastor his first church.
他现在在我们的北边的教会做一个青年人的牧师，然后他也会去上神学院。他非常的兴奋，说有一天他可以找到那个神要他牧养的教会。
He's choosing God's plan and purpose for his life.Over the comforts that this world has to offer.
他在神给他的呼召和这个世界所所要给他的舒适的生活之间选择做出了选择。
So here's the question: Am I a disciple of Christ?
所以现在的问题就是我是不是一个基督的门徒
？Am I denying myself?
我有没有舍己？
Am I carrying my cross?
我有没有背起自己的十字架?
Am I following Jesus?
我有没有在跟随耶稣?
You sang a song at the beginning of our worship today that says, I'll go with God and leave the world behind.
今天我们在敬拜的时候唱一首歌说我要与神同行。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
这个就是做门徒的样子。
May God help us to follow him.
愿神帮助我们跟随他。
Amen.
Amen.